Luke 22, verse 59. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." In Jesus' name, fellow students of Christ, does Lent ever seem like a long season to you? This time of year, when it's still winter and never Christmas, even school can seem long, believe it or not. And that's why we have mini classes and spring breaks and things like that. And yes, Lent is about the length of time that Moses was up on the mountain. And those 40 days seemed like an age to the people waiting below. For 40 of Noah's days, torrential rains came down longer than any living thing could stand. For 40 days, Goliath stood up in the Valley of Elah, challenged the armies of Israel, and made fun of their God. To them, it must have seemed like a long time to bear such scorn and humiliation. When Jesus was tempted by the devil in the wilderness for 40 days, it must have seemed a lot longer to him who endured it all for us. And it surely must have seemed like a long time for Peter as he sat in the courtyard of Caiaphas, the high priest, waiting to see what Jesus' sworn enemies would do next. As the minutes ticked by in the cold darkness, the guards who had helped capture Jesus built a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and Peter moved toward the fire, trying to shake the chill that was descending upon him. But the source of heat was also a source of light. And in that light, one of the maids studied him intently. "Hey, this one was with him too." "Woman, I do not know him." Not many seconds ticked by before the thought was taken up again with more force. "And you are one of them." The reply was also more forceful. "Man, I am not." And that seemed to stop it. The minutes dragged by. A quarter hour, a half hour, an hour passed by, a crucial hour. What took place during that hour? For 40 days in the wilderness, Jesus fasted and was tempted. For 40 days in the Valley of Elah, Goliath blasphemed. For 40 days on Mount Sinai, God gave Moses his law for Israel. And for 40 days it rained in Noah's world. But in this crucial hour, we are not told of anything happening. Do you think Peter used the time to review his situation, to prepare himself for future challenges? Or did he simply feel more secure with each passing minute? Did he perhaps feel that if he could weather a half hour and more, maybe they wouldn't bring the subject up again? Perhaps the storm was past that had so swiftly put him in a panic before. Isn't that the way our own flesh likes to operate? When in our weakness we have crumbled before temptations and pressures, and then have had an hour of rest, how have we used that hour? To ponder the word of our God, to repent of our sins, to seek His kind forgiveness, to receive His strength and guidance for avoiding and overcoming future temptations? That would be the response of the Spirit of Christ in us. But the natural response of our flesh is to think, "It looks like I got by with that one. Perhaps there aren't going to be any more trials, and I can get by on my own just as I am." And then it happens. The temptation returns, stronger than ever. And we are no more prepared than we ever were. After an hour, it all seemed to happen at once. Another servant really began to lean on Peter. Upon my word, this one was with him too. Listen, he talks like a northerner. He's a Galilean. Now Peter is in full retreat. Man, I do not know what you're talking about. And while he's still speaking, the rooster crows. Jesus turns and looks at him. Peter saw that look and remembered Jesus' word. The word that he had not thought about all during that crucial hour. It was that word of Jesus that sent Peter into the night with bitter tears of repentance. As Jesus looked at Peter, so he also looks at you and me. Some people say we are sheltered here at ILC, and I hope that's true. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. But as Jesus turns and looks at us, he knows how often we have failed to use these crucial, quiet times in our rooms, our chapels, our free times. How often we have acted as though the quiet hours would go on forever, even after we left Emmanuel. But Jesus knows what time it is now. And he has a word for us to remember. He said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. And I lay down my life for the sheep. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take heart, your sins are forgiven. He said, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Amen. Let us pray. Stanza 5, the last stanza of hymn 342. 342.